Welcome back to The Green Front. I am joined by my co-host, D.R. Tucker, and we're going to be speaking with one of his comrades out on the East Coast, the Boston area. There's a group called Blue Mass Group, which I love that name. Blue Man Group, I'm sure, is the inspiration there. But the conversation there is all about reality, scientific, political reality. And Charlie Blandy wrote a great post a few days ago. I saw it, and I said, let's get him on. I like his thinking, very direct. So thanks for joining us on The Green Front, Charlie.
Hey, no problem. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you heard any of the conversation with Dr. Richard Mueller a few minutes ago. We certainly had plenty of things we could have debated about for more than an hour, but, you know, got to show some respect for guests, and he did come over to believe that climate change is real. But, of course, being funded by the Koch brothers, that's especially interesting, creates some cognitive dissonance, I would think. But he was not going to go out on a limb and say that, you know, that's going to change the Koch's position on it, although he said they're open to scientific inquiry. That certainly is debatable.
I certainly hope so. That would be news.
Yeah, and yeah. If they changed, you know, what they're funding, we'd believe it. But he didn't go so far as to predict that would happen.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I certainly think that they probably feel that their money was wasted and probably could have gone towards something else that that would have furthered their cause a bit more. But you know, we should be glad that he you know, was willing to burn that bridge finally. So you know, there's a silver lining for sure.
Speaking of burn, he of course cast out that these you know, record fires, some of which are probably still burning, and certainly the drought continues across much of the nation. More than half of, I believe, the states still have droughts going on. And then, of course, Greenland just melted, in case you missed that. He's not attributing that to climate change.
Yeah, well, I think that he's probably still a few years behind a lot of climate scientists these days, who are certainly a lot more willing to attribute a lot of these events to global warming. I mean, the analogy that I make is it's sort of like Barry Bonds with steroids, you know, or Mark McGuire. You know, any one particular event, any one drought, any one bad season can't be attributed to climate change. But, you know, you get to 65, 66, 67, 73 home runs in a season, and you start to wonder if a baseball player is, you know, taking the juice. And, you know, that's what our climate is like these days. It's climate on steroids, and it's weather on steroids. So, you know, I understand that reticence, but I think he's a little bit far behind on his thinking.
Charlie, in your most recent post, you also mentioned that Senator Scott Brown is suddenly doing a double reverse or a triple reverse or a quadruple reverse or God knows what he's doing by once again saying that he believes man-made global warming is real after 2 years of both denying it the reality of the science and voting twice to strip the EPA of its Supreme Court-recognized authority to regulate greenhouse gases. Mm-hmm. What do you think he's trying to pull here?
You know, I suspect that in his case, he's simply trying to cover a particular space on the political map. I think it's more of a covering his center flank as opposed to something that will actually lead to something, you know, very forward-looking and proactive in his case. You know, Scott Brown is a very savvy politician, and he lives in a state that is that really doesn't have much use for kind of hardcore Tea Party Republicanism. We haven't had that, and I don't
Thank
think
God.
We ever will. Yeah, well, exactly. And so, you know, he's, in a sense, he knows what he's doing. And I think that he understands that because of the weather in the last 12 months, I mean, here in New England, we really didn't have winter. Winter didn't really happen. We didn't really have an enormous snowstorm the way that we usually do. We usually have one or two big storms over the course of the winter, and we didn't have that. And then, you know, everybody can see the droughts and the fires, everything that we would associate with climate change. We can all see that, and so it looks sillier and sillier for somebody in his position, where people actually are, to some extent, paying attention. It looks sillier and sillier to continue to deny climate change in the same way that he has. Now, you know, whether that changes his actions, I mean, I suspect that he still would have blocked the EPA from taking action on carbon dioxide. I don't think that that would make any difference at all. But he likes to talk a bipartisan game while essentially being as right-wing and as conservative as he feels he can get away with. So let's just say he's got a lot further to go to convince us of his global warming bona fides. But at the same time, you have to look at it as mildly, slightly encouraging, because he did change his position. He did change his position, and if you change his position, well, you know, maybe we can get someplace on this.
Good point. In reviewing some of your recent posts on the issue of climate change, one of the posts that came up, and one of the issues that came up, is an issue involving somebody who I used to be a fan of, which is a Boston Globe columnist, Jeff Jacoby, whose articles on climate change seem to be very popular among what I now call the John Birch Society wing of the GOP, which is virtually all of it these days. Does it strike you as kind of strange that they put forward this viewpoint as conservative, when if you look at actual conservative philosophy, and if you look at what Russell Kirk said about the importance of environmental protection, and if you look at what Barry Goldwater, even in one of his books, The Conscience of a Majority, said about environmental protection, and what Margaret Thatcher, no lefty, said about the need to take action against climate change, does it strike you as bizarre that his viewpoint is put forward as conservative when it's really more of, as Betsy has put it, corporate libertarianism?
You know, I don't even understand what's in it for most corporations, frankly. It seems to me that continuing to dump carbon into the atmosphere and to endanger our living space, it only enriches a tiny, tiny proportion of the population. And then, even for them, only for a limited amount of time. What's going on here with Jacoby and with George Will and, you know, people who really ought to know better? They ought to know better. I mean, you know, Betsy mentioned cognitive dissonance before. I mean, I think that that is what's going on here, is that there are two ideas which are utterly incompatible with each other, which is that, you know, if global warming is real, then that means the lefties and the liberals and the enviros and the greens and the dirty hippies, basically, in their view, have to be right. And the dirty hippies, the lefties and the enviros, can't possibly be right in their mind. Therefore, in their minds, the evidence and what is staring them right in the face and the science has to be wrong. And so that's what's going on mentally in their minds, is that, you know, they can't be wrong about this. It must be that reality is wrong. And the power of human rationalization is extremely strong. It is something that, you know, when it comes up in politics again and again, people will choose tribalism. They will choose our side is great and your side is wrong. They will choose that over actually living in harmony with reality as it actually is. And so, you know, what I often say is, you know, is it going to kill you to admit that you're wrong? Is it going to kill you? And the fact is, most of the time, yeah, it's going to kill them. It's going to absolutely kill them. So, you know, George Will and Jeff Jacoby and any number of these people know there is nothing inherently conservative about resisting climate change. There is everything conservative about resisting it. We want to conserve the climate. We want
exactly to
keep things as they are and as they have been for many thousands of years, and which have engendered our civilization. This is how we've grown up. This is how humanity has flourished. We want to keep things the way they are. That's conservative.
And
we want to do is stop changing things. And so, you know, I think maybe that's the idea that we have to promulgate, that we have to take to the public, that we want climate stability. And that's what makes sense to me.
the ultimate in climate cognitive dissonance is, you know, these people, most of them must have children, some may have grandchildren, and we're supposed to look, you know, seven generations down the line, and they're completely ignoring that for their ideology and their inability, as you say, to admit, to acknowledge that the tribe might be wrong on this one.
Yeah, it's deeply unfortunate. But we have to understand, I think, how powerful that instinct is to circle the wagons and to ignore what's in front of your face. We're dealing with something that is inherent in human nature. It's not just that there are good people versus bad people. I think that that ability to rationalize is something that has shown up in history and shows up in psychology just again and again and again. And, you know, I don't have a silver bullet in knowing how to deal with it. You know, there are any number of studies that say again and again that if you confront somebody with logic and facts, a lot of times that forces them to harden their position. And certainly anybody who's dealt with denial, and that is truly what we're dealing with denial in terms of substance abuse, knows that to be the case. You can't simply expect somebody to change simply by bringing out facts and logic with them. I mean, we can have an intervention with these with the denialists, but you know, it's not, they have to want to change themselves, truly. Now, fortunately, I mean, I think that there's a different way. I think that dealing directly with the hardcore denialists might be counterproductive, but in any public conversation, we have to realize that there are, you know, there's a third party in the room. There are people who are looking on to the conversation. So you will not be able to directly baptize and conserve and convert a hardcore climate denialist. But there are a lot of people who either are on the fence, who are ill-informed by the professional media, and who don't know how grave the situation is, and they can be convinced. There are any number of people who can be convinced by sound logic and by facts, but they won't be the people who are in denial.
And Charlie,
you need to look for people who do not have that psychological armor put on already.
And Charlie, we just have one more minute left before we want to go to Lisa Bardak, who was at the Frack Attack rally, but wanted to just ask you one last question. You mentioned media. How big a problem do you think the preponderance of ultra-conservative shows on radio and television and lack of the equivalent, especially focused on environmental issues, is part of the problem?
Well, what I would like, first of all, Fox News and the entire corporate right-wing corporate infrastructure is a huge problem only because you can wake up in the morning at 6 a.m. and go to bed at 11 at night inhaling and absorbing nothing but ultra-conservative ideas. You can wake up in the morning to talk radio and watch Fox all day and then go to bed, and that's all that you've ever learned. And so that sort of inoculates a lot of people to what's actually happening. You know, as far as left-wing and liberal and progressive speakers, yes, of course we need more of those. I think that, you know, these days with the blogosphere, people can get those ideas. They can get there. But I would love just simply for the regular mainstream media, the mainstream media outlets, to pay as much attention as this issue deserves. That's all.
Thank you. Charlie Blandy, really appreciate you joining us. And.